Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
Good morning to you.
He's light.
Good morning, world. It's a brand new day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, life.
Oh, say good morning.
Good morning.
Rainbow shining.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Buongiorno. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, this is a delicious story that we get to start with today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, I am so hungry.
I could eat the dietetics board. No, I'm not a cannibal. I'm not talking. This is great. This is great. The dietetic. You know, we've been covering this almost from the beginning since we read it in Tom Wood's blog. And then, of course, Sarah Burrows covered it from the Carolina Journal. That's where this all started with the dietetics board in North Carolina going after a blogger. And if you thought that the new media has no power whatsoever, that the First Amendment doesn't impact on anything, you got to see the North Carolina Board of Dietetics / Nutrition. I think they do / Nutrition right out of the equation.
Slash and burn.
But they're wanting to set the record straight, Super Don. They're backpedaling. Can you say backpedaling on the air? Backpedaling. They are backpedaling so fast. I think they might. I hope they're in good shape so they don't hurt themselves. They might have to see a real nutritionist. But over the past week, a number of inaccuracies, they'd like to say, have been presented to the public regarding a complaint that was submitted to the North Carolina Board of Dietetics / Nutrition, the NCBDN, concerning Steve Cooksey. And listen to this. This is what gets me. I don't have to go any further than this. Stand by for news. Stand by for unbelievable statement here about Steve Cooksey. I can't believe we talked to Steve Cooksey. Did you know that according to the North Carolina Board of Dietetics / Nutrition, he's an unlicensed person?
An unlicensed person?
Yes, right in the first paragraph.
Oh, my goodness.
We can't be dealing with unlicensed.
That's a felony, isn't it? How can you be unlicensed? Robert, are you an unlicensed person?
I would deny personhood. I don't know.
I can't talk to you anymore. I'm sorry. You're unlicensed.
Don, I need you. Don't leave me. No. Hey, unlicensed.
No, you're right, Robert. Can you believe that? That's the way they worded it. Very first paragraph, they said, Steve Cooksey, an unlicensed person.
I mean, that just right there, I didn't have to go any further. How did they determine that Steve Cooksey was an unlicensed person? Cooksey, Mr. Cooksey, can we see your license for being a person? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have one. I'm just a Southern boy. I needed a license to be a person.
What a bizarre way for them to word this. It's just they must have written this knowing you were going to read it because
did it for me. They absolutely did it for me. Now, yesterday I did talk about this. In more generic or general terms, did I not, talking about the issue of licensure? And by the way, I've got my good friend Michael Badnarik agreed to come on to talk about the issue of licensure. He's the author of Good to Be King, A Foundation of Our Constitutional Freedoms. And so we're going to hit that as well this hour, a little bit later, because you know I don't know if I got too esoteric or too legalistic, because I'm just waiting for the licensing board for lawyers to call me. You're practicing law without a license. What did I do? I started talking about courts of equity, admiralty, common law, constitutional law. It's like, you can't do that. You're an unlicensed person now.
Yeah, and Robert, you didn't suggest that anybody do anything, did you?
I don't think I did. I mean, I might have said breathe. Did I say breathe? But I really don't have to remind people to breathe. But if I did, I'd probably be an unlicensed pulmonologist.
I got to say, it was surprising. I actually found out about this update on the board from this guy that I've been conversing with on Facebook for a little while here. His name is Jonathan.
Okay.
And I'm going to choose my words carefully here.
Okay. Okay. You haven't revealed his identity, so we're okay.
No. But, you know, I mean, I really don't understand completely and totally what this guy's agenda is. There's a lot of things that I think that we're going to talk about here in the upcoming days about Steve Cooksey, about what happened with the board, about the attack on him.
Right.
And I think I'm going to have to talk about Jonathan too, because he injected himself into the situation with Steve Cooksey, with me, with Sarah Burrows, the writer from the Carolina Journal that originally wrote this story, and for some reason has taken it upon himself and made a mission out of trying to discredit Steve Cooksey. And I figure, you know, look, if you're going to inject yourself into the situation, and if you are going to open yourself to scrutiny, then I guess we need to include him in this as well.
Well, I think, but Don, you know, Steve Cooksey is completely discredited now. He's an unlicensed person. Jonathan has won, whoever this guy is.
You're unlicensed, yes.
I know. This is great, isn't it? Now, that's where I wanted to revisit this idea that I was talking about courts and equity, admiralty, all that kind of crazy stuff. Because if you don't understand the definition of a person, you're going to make assumptions. You're going to assume, everybody's going to assume, yeah, I'm a person. You're a person. I'm a person. Wouldn't you like to be a person too? Well, maybe not, because in certain federal statutes or regulations, a person is actually tantamount or equivalent to, guess what? Guess what, Superdon? A corporation. Did you know that you're a corporation if you're a person? And so in this, I think Steve Cooksey could sue the North Carolina board for defamation, because I don't know if Steve Cooksey is a person. I don't know if Steve Cooksey knows if he is or is not a person. I don't know if half of the American people know whether they're persons or not persons. And this is a very important distinction to make, because if you're an unlicensed person, it means you're an unlicensed corporation. Now, there is a place for unlicensed and unregistered, for instance, ministries, right? If you recognize the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yet we've talked about churches, for instance, being 501c3 compliant IRS, you know, nonprofit religious institutions or organizations. But people don't realize that the Constitution doesn't require a church to register and become, you know, an official numbered church to be a church. Otherwise, it would be subservient to government, and then the First Amendment is basically non-existent in this case. So for Steve Cooksey, according to the North Carolina Board of Dietitians / Nutrition, to be an unlicensed person, they would have to know some things about him that maybe Steve doesn't even know about himself. And I just have questions about this, but I bring it up, not tongue-in-cheek, but with all seriousness. How many times over the years, Don, have I said, do you know who you really are? And I didn't mean, Don, do you know who you really are? You know what I'm saying? It's that bigger question. Who are you, right? What is your relationship to government or servant government? And if you could be redefined as a corporation without your knowledge, without your consent, in other words, if you didn't know, how did you consent to being a corporation? But you just assume that you know what the word person means, then of course they could say, well, it's tacit. It's sort of implied that you know, because you signed on to this personhood status. And I'm thinking, what are we really? Are we persons as defined by some government regulation or statute? Or are we something far greater? Because if we are persons established by government, then we are back to that same square one perspective that I've always asked about. Are you a creature of government? Were you created? Who is your creator? And if so, then of course you are the servant to government, not the other way around. This doesn't happen by accident, is my point, Don. Am I losing you here? I mean, you follow me here? It's too much, isn't it?
You're blowing my mind here,
Robert. I should just step away from the microphone at this point, I'm thinking. But they're talking about setting the record straight when they're actually making the record crooked, you know, as they title it here.
Well, I got to tell you, obviously, they really stepped in it with that unlicensed person when they wrote that, because, I mean, you are taking this to levels that I think most people, when they would read that, would not take that. That's actually a very interesting take and perspective that you've got on that, on just that term.
Well, that's where I know we're going to eventually be covering this more, and I don't mean to take the wind out of the sails, so to speak, or the steam out of the story, because it's going to be a major expose being released by Natural News as well. We're all working on this, but this right there just stopped me in my tracks when I saw that, because do you understand they have lawyers that work for them, big time lobbyists, and we've already know about this, right? And right. they're very versed in legalese. They don't like select words by accident. Mm-hmm. Right? They know the definition, or they are assumed to know the definition presumed to know the definition because they're quote unquote bar attorneys licensed, right, by the state to practice law. So they're expected, whereas if somebody goes in without that, the judge is supposed to give you a little latitude and leeway because you're not officially trained that way. We don't know what you know, if you know anything. So they're supposed to know this stuff. That's why I have to presume that they stated it this way very purposefully, because in this way, they can come in and say, you do not have rights of free speech, right? Because you're a corporation. A corporation is an artificial creation of what? The state. And the state grants you privileges, not rights. Rights happen by natural birth, by being born of the creator, of creation. And if you're an unlicensed person or presumed to be an unlicensed person, you are now an artificial creation of the state. Therefore, you must ask permission of everything where permission is required, of a corporation. Is it not asking for permission to exist? If you incorporate under the laws of whatever state, those corporate laws, regulations, statutes dictate to you what you can or cannot do because you've acquiesce to the jurisdiction of the state in that case. And so if Steve Cooksey inadvertently became an unlicensed person, he might not even be aware. We should call him up and find out. What? I mean, he might be finding out right now if he's listening to the show going, oh, my gosh, Robert says I'm an unlicensed person. What is that? Oh, yeah. Don't panic. There is a way out.
Wow.
But some people might be going, Robert, you're just off your rocker even talking about it. But, you know, I tend to want to get, like, if somebody talks to me about arthritis, remember yesterday the story about depression and anxiety and arthritis, and I went right down to the metabolic pathways, the imbalances, the detox things that weren't happening, the metabolic waste that weren't being excreted. And so you could take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and it shut down the inflammatory pathways and you'll say, hey, I feel great. Have you actually gone to the root, the heart of the, what really is the problem? And I guess my point is here with the dietetics board is that they are completely dancing, and they want to. They want to dance around the issue, but they admitted right there in the paper how they looked at Steve, why they took the action they did. But now they're backpedaling to say, whoa, 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 we, you know, here's our limits. Here's the extent of what we can do. But the reality is they have a monopoly. It's been, quote unquote, sanctioned by the state because they lobbied this dietetics board into existence under the false premise that people will be speaking about nutrition and people would be harmed by speaking about it if they aren't degreed and licensed. And that is a false premise. In fact, it's so false that even Michigan, where they're going after feral pigs that are not feral, are looking to back off of the dietitian's monopoly there.
That's right. I think it's absolutely amazing the timing that we came across this particular story as we are in the middle of working on this Steve Cooksey North Carolina story.
Yep.
Here in
yep.
Michigan, these guys are way ahead of the curve, obviously.
They are, in
because
fact.
What they're doing would have solved, I mean, if the people in North Carolina did this, had done this or were attempting to do this, it would completely solve the problem. There would be no Steve Cooksey controversy.
Well, when we come back from this break, we're going to explain how that can be possible, not only in Michigan, but perhaps in North Carolina this can happen, and we can steamroll back over the Dietetics Association, much to the chagrin of PepsiCo and Nestle and the like. Probably Archer's Daniels Midlands will not like what we're about to say. And we're going to let loose on that. If you're in Michigan, there's a good news story. For once, finally, after a year being on the National News Radio with the Robert Scadbell Show here, we're going to say good things about Michigan. Hooray! Stand by. Lots more healing to go. 866-939-BELL. If you've got any updates on anything you want me to know about or if you've got a question, call me. RobertScadbell.com for all of the news you won't get anywhere else. Coming right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco-Benefit in New York City and live-streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Apparently, that unlicensed person in North Carolina who shall be unnamed, because you know who he is, he commented on my Facebook page. I wonder if he had a license to do that. You know, after we posted this story yesterday, Don, about the Michigan recommending deregulation of dietetics and nutrition, Steve actually said, apparently Michigan does not want dietary advice from PepsiCo, Coke, Hershey's, Mars, Kellogg's, and General Mills. So there he goes again, stirring up the pot. I love him.
What a troublemaker.
I know, the troublemaker. But again, you said you mentioned you're dealing with a person that's sort of semi-only half-named, so his identity is not being revealed, about how he had some bone to pick. We're investigating the backroom dealings of how the whole lobbying thing works, how these big multinational corps, food corps that are not food, are trying to monopolize the information flow. And again, coming back to the idea of an unlicensed person, that's just me being annoying because I have to go to the heart of things instead of going, here, take an aspirin or take a natural thing for your arthritis. Let's get rid of the arthritis. And I'm saying, get rid of the problem. Stop thinking of yourself as an artificial creation of the state. And if you don't think of yourself that way, stop acting as if you are. And how do you know if you're acting as if you are? You ask the government for permission to do that, which is your birthright, which includes sharing good nutritional news with your friends, your family, your neighbors, and even being compensated for it. Oh my gosh. Did I say compensation? That might be regulated too. I better be careful. Better be careful how you use these words here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Robert, what we can do real quick here, and I'm going to go against maybe what I should do here, but I'm going to give people just a little tiny little taste.
Tease them.
Of what it is that we're working on.
Do the Super Don tease.
Most people already know the basic story about Steve Cooksey. We've had him on the show. You had him on Sunday, actually, on for a little while, talking about stuff. But some of the things that are intertwined in this situation are, for example, an attorney who is ranked the 34th most influential lobbyist in North Carolina that is working with the North Carolina Board of Dietetics and Nutrition, who happened to also be a lobbyist for the Dietetic Board. We've got an individual who has been doing his best to try and attack Steve Cooksey publicly ever since this thing came out, that just happens to also have a relationship with Pepsi. Who happens to be a major corporate sponsor of the American Dietetics Association.
It's a mere flesh wound.
You know, and of course everybody's deny. But we've got some facts and some things that we're going to put this all into order and present this. And I think what we're going to come up with is something that's going to blow people's minds.
Yeah. Well, they're going to see how the game is played, how it's so rigged against anybody who would speak out. And it's in favor of the real artificial creations of the state, the real, if you will, if you could say that, the real corporations. It's like real imitation cheese, right? That's what I'm talking about here, PepsiCo, et cetera. And that's what it is. It's about defending those artificial creations of the state. But you, as an artificial creation of the state, as a person, don't have the same level of protection, much less the same freedom to speak out about specific things unless you ask permission. You're granted the license. They'll yank it if you start speaking information that disempowers the state and empowers the so-called artificial persons that are not really artificial persons. They've just been convinced that they are. I hesitate to go back to your favorite parable, your Robert Scott Bell Show parable of the eagle and the chicken. Remember the
Oh, please, please go back.
You don't want me to go there again, do you?
Yes, go ahead, go back. All right. I don't know what you're talking about, Robert.
Okay, you're patronizing me.
People want to know.
Wait, if you're patronizing me, would that mean I'm an artificial creation of this? No. All right, so the old parable of the eagle and the chicken, not versus, the eagle and the chicken. So basically, an eagle's egg got misplaced, and it ended up with a bunch of chickens. It hatched. The eagle hatched among a bunch of chickens, so it grew up as a little baby eagle thinking it was a chicken, and it would scratch around in the dirt, and it would grow. It certainly didn't look like the other chickens, but it's all it knew. But it would look up in the sky and see the eagles flying high overhead, and it would say, oh, how I wish I could fly high above it all and be an eagle like all of those birds up there. And the fact of the matter was, he always could do that, but he had accepted his existence as a chicken because that's all he knew. And so if you're an artificial creation of a state, if you're an unlicensed person and you're not even aware of it, you're just going to assume that I'm an unlicensed, I can't be free. Oh, it would be wonderful to be free. But the fact of the matter is, you've always been free. You've just been duped and imprisoned by your mental construct that was, let's say, descended upon you by those who wanted you enslaved to another reality, a false reality. So this is big time stuff here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Somehow we're getting it out in, I don't know if I'm being subtle or too direct on, I can't, but the look on your face, I mean, you're stunned, you're turning white as a ghost. What did I say? What did I do?
No. We've all seen the movie The Matrix, too. And that's, for whatever reason, that's what it made me think of, as mm-hmm. you know, when you say this, because it's the same idea.
Yeah.
You know, if you watch it, and I'm a big fan of The Matrix because there's so many parallels and there's such a message in that movie.
Yes.
That can be translated into what people are going through in their daily lives as it is today. Where yeah. the until you can break free from, you know, that artificial phony environment that's mm-hmm. been constructed around you that is you know, basically just a hologram, you know, of how reality is, until you can be broken from that. And I got to tell you, sometimes when we do what we do, how many times have I told you, dang it, I wish I could take the blue pill? Because, you know, when you see this stuff, it just blows your mind. You go, first of all, how could this be true? Yeah. Secondly, how come other people can't see this? You know, why are people not enraged? Why are people not getting involved? And it's because they're stuck in that place that I was stuck in at one time, too. Until, you know, I was able started to read between the lines. We joke about, you know, being able to, you know, decipher the Matrix, you know, yes. when we're doing stuff for the show. And it's true there, you know, conspiracy is hiding in plain sight, and a lot of people don't realize that.
Well, it is reality here. And of course, if you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you've already taken the red pill, and of course you got it without prescription from your doctor. So I mean, we could be in trouble with so many organizations that are artificial creation, true artificial creations of the state, so to speak. And what we're trying to do is literally just give you the information. You decide to do with it as you will, right? We're not directing you have to, you don't have to, whatever. But I think you're passionate enough, inspired enough, fired up enough to finally do something with this information, which is exciting, like the people of Michigan. And this came out just yesterday. Good news for health freedom. Michigan recommends deregulation of dietetics and nutrition. So basically, they're going after the board. This is according to the National Health Freedom Coalition, their action campaign here. And I've got it linked up in the blog at robertscottbell.com. Currently, regular citizens, they call it, of Michigan. They didn't say unlicensed persons. That was kind of nice. Can be charged. And it used to be you were a state citizen of the state, not a federal nope. citizen. But that's, again, I'm not going to go into it now. You'll glaze over, right? But right now they can be charged with a felony, right? At least in North Carolina, it's only a misdemeanor for giving nutritional advice or nutritional counseling without a dietitian license. But that seemingly may be about to change. Michigan's Office of Regulatory Reinvention, they call it the ORR.
The ORR
is now recommending that the occupation of dietetics and nutrition be deregulated. And the Dietetics and Nutrition Board be eliminated, done.
Hooray.
Oh, it would be awesome. How yes. cool would that be? And so if they can do it in Michigan, the state that says you have a feral pig, even if it's not feral, then we're going to shoot it, or you better. And the same place where they went after Marion God Boldo, the same place they go after people growing stuff in their front yard. that there's hope. There's more than hope. There's reality. Change is happening. And I would say this just on an economic basis. The idea of limiting access to a marketplace in a in an economy that's hurting with people that can't afford hardly to eat, much less get nutritional advice. This is great news. You can start seeing this happening. And the reality is when you step back and assess this, like how many people are going to be harmed by being told to eat better? Eat differently.
Well, you know, actually, Robert, the rationale that the OR used in recommending that this take place is, and this is, I quote, the regulation of dietitians and nutritionists does not provide a clear public health and safety benefit.
Well,
so that goes right with what you were saying.
They acknowledge that it is. Yeah. Now, one could describe that it is a danger to prescribe a toxic medicine. But then again, as we covered yesterday, too, the government's looking to remove the doctor from that equation altogether. And so you can just go up to a little kiosk or the government, say, I have high cholesterol. They'll give you a statin drug, right? Even if you don't. Doesn't matter.
Right.
But the point is here with nutrition, it does not belong in the hands of the state or any state sanctioned monopoly. You want to know more about licensure? You want to know about privileges versus rights? Guess who's coming up next? Michael Badnarik, my dear friend, is going to give us a little bit more information. I referenced his book yesterday. We'll talk more about that. You're going to hear some things about taking responsibility you're going to love. Michael Badnarik, up next on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One-Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One-Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott. And a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Yesterday, in my discussion of the whole idea of licensing boards and nutritional monopolies by the Dietetics and Board in North Carolina, of course, we've talked about the things that the Dietetics Board is now backing off. We don't want this kind of attention. Why? Because they know once you recognize how absurd it is to limit the freedom of speech of those who want to speak about nutrition, and even, by the way, charge for it, right? We'll talk about the economics. But this whole idea of rights versus privileges. Yesterday, I mentioned Chapter 2 of my dear friend Michael Bednarik's book, Good to Be King. I linked the download. I'd love you to get the whole book if you haven't already. But when I mentioned it yesterday, I thought, man, I need to get Michael back on for some more review of this to get people to understand what's going on. And guess what? We have Michael Bednarik on the line right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michael, my dear friend, thank you for being here.
Anything for you, Robert. You know that.
Well, it's great. You know, we had I don't know if it was a bet, but a gentleman's agreement going, and I think we mentioned this a while back, but you had called me, I don't know, maybe a month or more ago about the fact that you had started swimming, doing some major league laps, and I had almost forgotten that. I said, when you start doing that, I'm going to get back into the shooting range regularly. Well, you know, I've had to keep up my end of the bargain, which I don't mind because it's great fun to do it as well. But we have this, you know, ongoing thing to go on to keep propping each other up, helping each other out as good friends should do.
Yeah. And I've been holding, I've got a plan, a certain level of swimming that I'm supposed to do. And this week it looks like I'm going to be able to maintain the distance and the speed 5 days in a row. So I told my brother that when I get to, you know, 100% of my goal, I'm going to kick his butt. he laughed. He wanted to know, you know, how far I was. And I said, well, I'm about halfway there now, but I'm improving quickly. So I said, you only have a limited amount of time.
Oh, that's sensational. You know, and also, for those of you who don't know Michael, of course, he was literally coming back from the dead. How long ago? Has it been 2 years yet?
It is. It was December of 2009.
Yeah, literally, the heart went boom, goodbye, Michael. He's gone, and he's back. And, you know, this is an amazing story because you have been such a champion for liberty, as we all know here. I hope everybody knows. But yet, there are certain things, and, you know, I talk about the Constitution, but I often talk about it first and foremost as the body, your body's Constitution. And for all of us that love liberty, we've got to understand that we've got to take care of this gift of life, with this thing we inhabit while we're here, or else our ability to stoke the fires of liberty in others will be limited. So you've really taken that to heart, and it's amazing to see how far you've come in your recovery.
Well, the last time I went into the hospital was because I was taking drugs that were prescribed by the doctor, and that was the club upside the head. So I take no pharmaceuticals anymore.
Yeah, considering what you've been through, they're probably shocked by that, the fact that you're doing so well, exercising, and all of that. And see, this was the issue with this Steve Cooksey out of North Carolina. He was not a blogger at the time. He's literally just a Southern guy that had diabetes, type 2. And all the drugs he was on, the insulin he was on, the dietitians told him he could eat whatever he wanted, and nothing was working for him. He finds out about a more paleo perspective on eating, cleans up his diet, gets rid of his diabetes, decides to tell everybody about it on his blog. And guess what? The Dietetics Board, which has a monopoly on the dissemination of nutritional information in North Carolina and in many states, sort of went after him. Now they're pretending they didn't, but they did. We have it on record. So I thought you could maybe update us on how this whole concept of licensure even came to be, this idea that we need to license people. Is it really to protect the public, or is there something else going on?
Well, a monopoly is where you basically have complete control of a particular service or a product. And anytime there is a monopoly, you've lost the competition. What the people have done has given up their responsibility to take care of themselves. Instead of making their own decisions, they have gradually over time given that responsibility to others, and naturally the government steps in. And, you know, the government gives out licenses for these doctors, and the presumption is that if the doctor has a license, then they're basically guaranteed to be good, and you don't have to worry about, you know, malpractice. And it's not true. Look how many car accidents we have every day. And almost everybody who has a car accident has a license. That license did nothing to ensure that the person behind the wheel knew what they were doing, especially with all the, you know, the cell phones and texting these days. And the same thing is true with the doctors. You know, they go through med school, they learn to specialize. The drug companies come in and give them all these free samples. And, you know, basically the doctors get a kickback every time they prescribe one of these drugs. So instead of taking care of our own health, which is really what we should be doing, we have handed over that responsibility to people who, well, really don't care. Here's a prescription, take another drug, come and see me again in 2 weeks.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's payback time for the doctors who got that special vaulted status of having a title of nobility, if you will, with the license. Because under Obamacare now, they're proposing the FDA to just eliminate the doctors altogether. You can visit like a government pill dispensary kiosk and enter your symptoms. And then basically without seeing a doctor, you could get a prescription drug. So now it's like the doctors are getting hosed out of their own system.
Well, we the people are still responsible. If it's my responsibility to cut the grass and I've asked you to do it and you just sit around in the chaise lounge and, you know, drink pina coladas, I'm the guy that's going to get in trouble because the grass isn't cut. Each of us owns our own body. Each of us is responsible for whatever food we put into our bodies, whatever drugs we decide to take. And if we give that responsibility to somebody who is inept, then it's ultimately our responsibility. If the doctor screws up, we are the ones that are going to die.
Yes, indeed. Now, if we go back to the whole idea of licensure again, if we talk about the backroom deals that are made, how many of the backroom deals happen by saying, well, we really want to protect the public here. This is our prime motivation versus the backroom deals being, how do we get a monopoly on this particular arena in the economy? And then how do we then sell it to the public for acceptance? Now, if you're going to go out and say, well, we want this monopoly and we want the government to do it and through the licensing, we're going to have it, it would never fly. It's just not a way to sell it. But if they convince you that, well, it's a great danger, your life is in danger unless we have this licensure law that gets put into place, and therefore they sell it to the public and the public still believes, by and large, that this concept of licensure is pretty good, except in Michigan, we just now learned there's a movement on to decommission the dietetics board. So there's some movement and awakening and awareness. Maybe it's economically motivated. I don't know, but there's a turn of the tide perhaps. Maybe people are learning.
Well, people definitely need to take responsible for themselves. I think more and more people are interested in health food. Certainly your audience, anybody that's listening to your program, is interested in good health and good food, and they are predisposed to be skeptical of the doctors. But I know people who, you know, oh gosh, you got to do whatever the doctor says. Several people who, my buddy's wife is failing with cancer right now, and I offered her or suggested apricot seeds for her, which has cured the cancer of 3 or 4 people that I know personally. And unfortunately, my buddy's wife was just, well, the doctor didn't prescribe it, so I don't want to do anything that the doctor doesn't tell me to do.
Well, interestingly enough, what you're saying there will piss off not only the medical board, but the dietetics board. And wherever you are, Michael, I won't reveal your location. I don't want them to come get you. But, I mean, the idea that you could say apricot pits, kernels, laetrile, vitamin B17 can cure cancer. Oh, my gosh. You have violated that monopoly protection statute, not of the public, but of the industry that wants to keep people away from genuine natural cancer cures.
Well, if you want to tell these people where I'm at, you certainly can, because I'm strong.
I don't want them to get hurt.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was going to say.
I was protecting them.
As a strong Second Amendment supporter, it's going to be bad for their health if they find me.
Exactly. I was protecting them, not you. I know you can handle yourself. But that's the absurdity. You've just shared something that is very important and that many people around the world are aware of, but yet it has been so much, let's say, We've been so disconnected from reality via monopoly licensure protective laws that we actually believe in many cases, not us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but many people out there, like you've said, in this case, you're trying to help this man who says, well, my doctor didn't prescribe it. They've completely given up on their ability to discriminate information and where it comes from and said, well, if this guy has a license, then he must be qualified. And of course, the annual rate of death to modern medicine, upwards of 784,000 a year. That is not a good track record under licensing laws.
I had someone ask me, you know, that their question was, well, if we didn't have government licensing, how would you find a good doctor? And I asked him, well, how do you find a good mechanic for your car? Well, I ask my friends. I find out if they've been to a mechanic that's been good or bad, and I use personal references. I said, you don't think that system would work for doctors?
Well, it's all too basic, and I think they're probably taken aback by the simplicity of it. They said, wow, gee, I never thought of that.
When I was running for president, I had a young couple come to one of my presentations. Actually, they kind of snuck in the back door, and they were really embarrassed. They had been to a Democratic rally beforehand, and they forgot to take their little Democrat buttons off. And so they were embarrassed when I realized that they were not libertarian. But the young lady was trying to convince me that we had to have this medical licensing. And in about 15 or 20 minutes, I convinced her that it was, you know, a false sense of security. And she was in tears. It had totally, you know, upset her worldview. You know, she had, you know, gone on thinking that she could trust a doctor because he got the certificate on the wall. And she was visibly disturbed when she realized that she was living a fallacy.
Well, it's like kind of learning that there is no Easter Bunny and Santa Claus may not be real.
Yeah. It's amazing.
But there are adults, again, that believe in the Easter Bunny, and that is the licensing laws that protect the people, the public, when, in fact, again, the point of this discussion is to help people understand that the power of monopoly is the power of literally the destruction of whatever industry you want to, you know, talk about, the legitimacy, if you will, innovation, pricing. If you talk about pricing, it never goes down in a monopoly. You talk about healthcare, which is not healthcare anymore. It's become disease management because precisely of monopoly on many levels, especially the licensure issue on the state level.
Well, that whole system, I mean, I've never heard a doctor say, well, Robert, you're cured and you never have to come back. And it's like, what? I mean, they're always, you know, it's like, well, okay, you know, pay the nurse on the way out and she'll make another reservation for you in, you know, 3 months, 6 months, whatever the, you know, the standard is for that particular industry.
Yeah, but I don't want to come back, doc. Well, listen, the drugs we just get, we have to check you to see if your liver still works.
Right. I mean, for those of us who see it, it is so blatantly obvious. And sometimes I wonder if people are kidding. I mean, it's like, really? You really don't see the corruption here? You don't see the, you know, the government monopoly, the government control? And I just wonder, you know, what people have learned in school, if anything.
Well,
they have lost the ability to analyze new information and come up with a decision on their own.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, we talk on Mondays, Advanced Medicine Monday, with Dr. Batar. His book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, kind of talking more physiological, emotional health, etc. But if we're talking about the Constitution, government, you know, even politics, economics, one of the greatest books you can get is Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms, by my good friend Michael Bednarik. It's available at constitutionpreservation.org. I've got it linked up, and you can still download the free Chapter 2 on the difference between rights and privileges, one of the most fundamental, important books, and as far as chapters in that book to get, even if you don't get the book, but I'm encouraging you to get the book. It's still available, is it not, Michael?
It certainly is.
Great. Well, I'd love for everybody to read up on it. I appreciate you dropping by with you know, not as much notice as sometimes I'd like to get, but we always like to catch up whenever we can. If it's on the air, we'll take it.
Well, I always enjoy your company. You've always helped me out. I'll have some kind of a medical dilemma, and you always answer my calls at any time of the day or night. So
don't tell the dietitian's board, oh my gosh.
Well, can we tell them, the audience, my favorite quote? My first question as a presidential candidate was, what is your position on mandatory vaccinations?
Oh, absolutely. Please enlighten us all. All of you new to Michael Bednar, get ready. Your ears are open. It might shock you. But, Michael, I'm going to ask you. Michael Bednarik, what do you feel about government basically trying to mandate that all vaccinations, you cannot refuse them? What's your position there?
You bring the syringe. I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole.
Not much more needs to be said after that. And that is your right. Your right, not your privilege. Your right to defend your life when somebody is assaulting it with a potentially deadly weapon, which we know vaccines are. Michael Bednarik, my dear friend, thank you for being here. Always a blast to connect.
Thank you, Robert.
Is there more healing to go this hour? Absolutely. But you got to stand by. We got to take a quick break, and I'll be back with that and more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Vitality, core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world and a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? Immunetry Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
You know, last time I was hanging out with Michael Bednarik, I was in Dallas at a conference I was speaking at. It might have been the Survival Conference. We went to a cookout where he was living. And I'm thinking, you know, hanging out with Michael on the air, I almost want to grab a beer, you know? I don't drink beer anymore. I like the non-alcoholic stuff from Europe or, you know, that's something really good. But it just have that, you know, kind of you get together, have a beer kind of concept feeling.
It's a social thing.
Yeah, a social thing. I mean, and, you know, you hang out with good friends. You want to do something like that. But I'm not advocating alcohol use. You don't understand that. I don't do that. But the point is, that's just what I feel. And I'm thinking we've been pretty heady today on some highfalutin subjects on unlicensed persons and things. So maybe we should take a beer break, which leads us to a study. That you know, from time to time, we have these studies that come out that are so darned obvious, Super Don. So obvious, they can only be called today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by a study that's titled, To Lose Beer Belly, First, Quit Beer.
Beer.
Oh, thank you, Homer, for that.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Always count on Homer for the beer commentary.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I was having cravings, right? But my goodness, somebody did a study, Super Don, that said if you want to lose your beer belly, you might want to consider, particularly before you endeavor to lose it, to figure out why it's there. Oh, could it be the beer? Yeah.
Yes. How about step number one, stop drinking beer.
Yeah, well, it takes a Doug Reed medical professional to figure this one out. Dr. Robert Dimef. No, Dimef? He's a Dimef. Dimef, no.
Dimef.
He directs, Dimef, thank you, who directs the primary care sports medicine, sports beer, at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas. A lot of beer drinkers in Dallas. Said those wanting to lose belly fat to look more attractive or to be healthier. Is it better to look good or to feel good, Don?
I guess it depends on who you ask.
Yes, right. Well, if you want, you should start with the obvious approach. He says this: to lose a beer belly, you have to stop drinking beer. Oh, wait a second. Did he just say that?
Does he
have a license? Oh, he has a license. It's okay.
He does. He's a doctor.
Right. Yeah. Thank goodness it wasn't that unlicensed person blogger in North Carolina saying that. Big trouble, mister.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's right. You know what, though, Robert? Here, I got to stop you for a second.
Sure.
Because I remember, I don't know, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I read a story. And this was a study that they did. It was the University of Illinois, I think. And they found that men that have a couple of beers under their belt are actually better at solving brain teasers than their sober counterparts. So what do you do?
How does that explain?
Beer apparently makes you smart.
How does that explain Homer Simpson, though?
Excuse me, Professor Brainiac.
With a Homer Simpson, there might be some genetics.
The rules don't apply to cartoon characters.
But, you know, this is just, it's very confusing because you see stories like this, they contradict each other all the time. You know, 2 weeks ago, here's a story, beer makes you smart.
Right.
You know, and then, well, if you want to get, beer gives you a beer belly. But, yeah, I mean, is that actually true? I mean, if you drink beer, will beer make you fat?
Well, I think that the refined carbohydrate beer from genetically modified hops and wheat that happen in America, like if you want to grab a Budweiser, what do they call that? Or Schlitz malt liquor. German purity laws.
Really?
What?
Schlitz?
Did I say Schlitz?
I can't remember the last time I heard of Schlitz malt liquor. You just dated yourself.
Well,
still sell that?
What else was there? There was Coors, of course. That was the Smokey and the Bandit movies.
Yeah.
We're all about going to the Rocky Mountains because in Georgia you couldn't get it, you know, east of a certain area.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, right?
These were awful. I mean, the flavors do not align with me. They never did even back then, but you drank for different reasons when you were young, perhaps.
Oh, malt liquor is terrible.
No, that was horrible.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
No, there was also, I can't remember. Well, anyway, if you know of an organic beer, in fact, I'd love to hear if you have a favorite organic beer, call us up. This is where we'll find out if we have beer drinking listeners that are willing to admit it. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, and we'll put on your favorite beer, maybe. 866-939-2333. 5-5. But what I'm really interested in, if anybody out there, and I know we have a global audience, what I'm looking for is an organic, non-alcoholic beer, right? The beers that have, you know, basically 0.5% or less are like grape juice in that sense. But if you have a hankering or flavor for beer, but you don't like the alcohol like me, there are German purity laws. You can have these foreign beers. It actually tastes pretty good, in my opinion. But I'm looking for the organic one. Haven't found it yet. So I'm putting it out there to the worldwide audience of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you know of an organic, non-alcoholic beer, I want to hear from you. Give me a call, 866-999-BELL.
Maybe we ought to sweeten the deal a little bit here.
What do you think? Give them a free T-shirt?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, if you know about it and it's legitimate, we'll find a way to send you a Robert Scott Bell Show T-shirt. How's that?
Hey, I like it.
Bonus.
Robert Scott Bell swag.
All right.
Liking it. All right.
You'll have the cartoon RSB on your chest. Anyway, listen, thanks for being a part of this first hour, everybody. We've got a whole other hour to go. In fact, we've got Darren Craddock coming up. We're going to talk about pesticides' effect on children's brains, as well as the top 10 GMOs you want to avoid. You want to avoid them all, but here are the top 10. We'll list them out. And in fact, there's a new rap song by the Health Ranger about SSRIs. We may get into that as well. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because, well, I'm glad you've asked. but the power to heal is yours.
Aye, aye, Admiral Butthead.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to 1-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from 1-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, Super Don, of all the things I'm good at, I admit certain things I'm not good at. And one of those things is rapping. I'm just glad that I can't rap all that well.
Wait, we've rapped before. We gave it a shot. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, of course, somebody was upset that we were rocking the health world too much, and we experimented with different kind of music, I think.
That's right. It was actually, we ought to link that in today's show notes.
Yeah, okay. We'll have that linked
up. If you didn't already.
But it's nothing like the Health Ranger, though. He can. I mean,
oh,
you know,
no. He's brilliant. Absolutely.
We did a short one. I mean, I could do 10 seconds of rap, okay? But give me the stuff. Man, oh, man, did you see Mike Adams as Methios, his SSR lies.
Yes.
And I'm watching this thing just yesterday. I'm thinking, how did he get so many words into a split second? That's some serious rapping.
He's good, yeah, and it's not your average white boy rap either. I mean, he's really, really hitting it. So, yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Should we play a little bit of it?
Absolutely. You've got to hear this because, of course, we've talked about all of the dangers of psychiatric medications in the psychiatric field ever since it moved away from talk therapy. If they were rappers, if there were psychiatric rappers, it would be a lot healthier than what they're doing with psychiatric drugging. But all of that is right in this new song by Amethios.
Little Johnny's just going to school. He ain't breaking the rules. He just doing what kids do. Teacher says Johnny ain't paying attention. Gonna put him on drugs, but they never mention the side effects. Making him violent and defiant. His parents are binding. And before long, he's lying and trying to hang himself in his own room. Or sticking a 9 in his mouth and making it go boom. But the psychiatrist says, we gotta see it through. Did you know your brain chemistry is back? And all of these drugs are proven scientific facts. But it's all an act, the doctors are quack. The studies jack, modern psychiatry is smoking crack. That's a fact. Selective serotonin. Reuptake inhibitors. Why you wanna mess with the kid's brain and take away everything that made him a human being? Like his uncommonality and his unique personality and originality. Authority figures hate individuality. If they keep drugging the kids, it's gonna get worse. Psych drugs are a time bomb ready to burst. Take the money out your purse, give it to the nurse. The drugs seem like they're working at first. But even on the drug, life still hurts. And the more that you take, the more it gets worse. The psychiatric medication has become a curse. And then your kid comes home in the back of a hearse. Coming home from the drug-free zone. Coming home from the drug-free zone. Check this out. They take the brightest kids in the nation and put them on medication and vaccinate them, and they wonder why they can't tolerate them. So they put them on psych meds and they end up dead. But nobody said they could use health food instead. Messing with your head, can't get out of bed. Eyes are turning red, doctor got no cred. You don't have to follow what the psych doc said. You gotta take your life back or put the knife back down. If it's like that, throw the medication on the ground, cause the medical stuff.
Dude, man, he's good. You know, if I was rapping at that rate, I'd be saying my famous abba da bee abba da boo. That'd be my rap. The abba dabba doo Flintstones version of the SSR lies would be RSB's version.
Yeah, no, you know, I catch myself. I'm moving. I got my hat on sideways. And I'm just having a good time.
RSB's good looking stuff. All gangsta.
Always good stuff.
Yeah.
Always good stuff. Yeah.
Well, amazing. But yes, it spotlights something very important, and we talked about that. This hour, we're going to talk about pesticides' effect on kids and their brains. Darren Craddock's coming up this hour from Enterfood. And I know we have another story about having kids, eating healthy. Does it help you to eat healthier or not when you have kids? And certainly we have our own discussion from our own families and what we've done, but fascinating stuff here. The unruly kids, though, Don, unruly kids. Now, oftentimes they're now saying if your kid's unruly, whether it be in school or somewhere, somebody's going to say, hey, maybe you should consider Ritalin, right? The Ritalin generation. I mean, we're just going to hyper-stimulate these kids' brains until they become basic, you know, robots. I liken it to the chemical lobotomy, if you will, instead of a surgical lobotomy of Jack Nicholson at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. But right. we're doing that chemically to kids all the time in this Western psychiatric drug culture. And there's a story here on, in fact, on unruly kids, and they're now saying they may have a mental disorder.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, well, it's awesome the way that it starts out. You know, it says, when children behave badly, it's easy to blame their parents. Sometimes, however, such behavior may be due to a mental disorder.
Dude, were you ever unruly as a kid, Don?
I should get my parents on the phone.
Yeah, they'd say,
I unruly? What? Are you kidding me?
Unruly, this kid had a mental disorder for the whole city, right?
Oh, my goodness. And I was hell on wheels.
Listen, and I love my kids, but they are strong-willed and spirited the way I like them. And, of course, that creates sometimes some headstrong problems. Unruly? Is that a mental illness? No, it's called being a kid. Come on. Unless you're in a military convent of some kind. Is there such a thing as a military convent?
Convent? I don't know.
Maybe the Secret Service would be in on that. They dress up the people in Colombia as nuns, right? Who knows what they do?
That's a religious thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. But, of course, people have these like weird fantasies, especially when you look at the Secret Service trying to protect the president, and then they're in there kind of risking some serious errors in judgment. I'd say if anybody had a mental disorder, it's those Secret Service personnel or a lot of the people that are going down to Cartagena for illicit purposes and risking, you know, listen, we don't like Obama, but we also don't want to see, at least I don't want to see harm come to the guy. I think he's just another puppet out there.
Well, you know, I don't mean to be mean. That sounds redundant, but yeah. We're talking about mental disorders.
Right. I was thinking he was definitely unruly, and he's a sock puppet. So how do you drug a sock puppet? And for all we know, he, along with the rest of Congress, may be sock puppets because of the way they voted for, you know, the so-called the SOPA, the pipe, all that stuff, the CRISPA, the CISPA. I said CISPA, CISPA must be CRISPA, right, yesterday. Yes. That could have been a rap song. Make CISPA CRISPA.
Hey, it's a start anyway. We'll put a beat to it and see what it sounds like.
I may one day be a rap artist. Who knows?
Yes. So anyway, back to this article.
Unruly kids have a mental disorder.
Yeah. You know, they say mental illnesses are the number one cause of medical disability in youths ages 15 and older in the United States and Canada, according to the WHO.
The WHO is
– or the WHO, yes.
Yeah, there they go attacking Utes again, right? The Utes. Yes. Crazy Utes. You unruly Utes. One reason we haven't made greater progress helping people recover from mental disorders is that we get on the scene too late, right? Mom and Dad, you're not taking your infants to the psychiatrist.
That's right. And when I saw that, it was, you know, I've become very conditioned here. I totally understand things in a different way than I used to. Mm-hmm. What does that say right there? That says you're not giving your kids drugs soon enough, right?
No, it says super
Don. Not medicating the kids early enough. And so that is the reason why mental disorders are such a problem.
No, it says Super Don has a mental disorder. He actually is not just playing along with the psychiatrist here. That's what
were we talking about before, about the Matrix, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have now become a total ODD, oppositional defiance disorder. And remember, with the DSM-5 or whatever it was, they were going to keep adding more disorders into the psychiatric manual so that they could drug them. This is all along the same lines. And here is also a reason why I'm telling you, if you take your child to a pediatrician, you do that at the risk of your own child. This guy is discussing the signs of mental illness in young children and the importance of early diagnosis intervention in his presentation. Listen to the presentation title. What Every Pediatrician Needs to Know About Mental Disorders. Do you know what this is? They are programming pediatricians not only to vaccinate your child that causes mental and emotional and other problems, physiological problems, but literally, does your child cry? Does it bother you? I'm sorry. Maybe your child's unruly. Maybe your child has a mental disorder. Here, take this little candy corn that we're gonna lace with SSRIs, which is why we opened the show with SSR Lies from Mike Adams as Amethios, the new rapper, the rap star. Well,
Robert, listen to this little tidbit of information. Do you know how it is that these doctors are diagnosing mental illness? It's not blood tests.
Got to be they're peeing it's, on something, right?
No, that's no. not. No, they're doing it with a questionnaire. That's all it takes.
If your child cannot, your child is two. If your looks like your child can't even fill out the questionnaire, must be a mental disorder.
It's a damn questionnaire.
Yeah.
You know, is how they will determine and diagnose whether your kid has a mental illness. Now they're looking at using better tools that are out on the horizon. They say, but that is questionnaires currently are the best way for doctors to screen for mental illness.
Dude, I'm just looking at the horizon. I just took a Ritalin. Oh my gosh, the horizon. Whoa, dude. Right? This is the thing. Getting all the kids hooked on drugs. And it used to be there was concern for putting kids on drugs of any kind, right? The war on drugs, right? Nancy Reagan, all of that. But right now, we've got state-sanctioned drugging of all children. And as we know now, they're also snorting this stuff. We're getting Ritalin and snorting it. And this is the kind of thing that, where do they learn to take drugs? Okay, they watch mommy and daddy go to the doctor, take a drug, take an aspirin, take a this, a pill for everything. And now your senators, your congressmen, your president probably on also these pills. So, of course, you want to be just like the leaders of America on drugs. Let's start you as early as possible. Still wearing diapers? Ooh, that could mean you have a mental disorder. But I'm only 1 year old. I am not potty trained yet. Doesn't matter. You're in diapers. You need a psychiatric drug.
And, you know, I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but in reality, it's not. And it's not that unrealistic. And the things that we're seeing happening are, it's just an absolute travesty.
Yeah. Well, in terms of brain damage, it's happening also because the government has sanctioned the use of pesticides. When we come back, Darren Craddock from Interfood is going to join me talking about that and the GMO foods you want to, you need to avoid. Stand by for that and more.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Good readiness must include storage of high-quality food that will build us up rather than tear us down. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined foods, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals has created our 40-day and 40-night 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free and has a 10 to 20-year shelf life if stored at 60 degrees or less. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. These are selling out fast at third the price of storable food packages. Call us at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. 866-762-9238. Or go to E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
in the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From time to time, we have to rock the world with funny accents. And I'm just teasing. I love accents from all over the world. And one of my favorites happens to be from a friend of mine. His name, Darren Craddock from Enterfood. And he's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Darren, welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. Do you want me to do my regular accent or make another one up?
Make one really funny. I don't know.
Well, give me a part of the world. See if I can.
Oh, you can just do accents from all over, can you? Yeah, I'm going to go Australian Aborigine. No, I won't do that.
Oh, no, I can do regular Australian. Don't know how to do Aborigine, mate.
Yeah, you can. I know you can. And
I've never been to Australia, but I can certainly talk like an Aussie.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Anyway, we got to mix it up here. People get tired.
Sorry out there to all those of you who are from Australia listening in. No insult intended.
See,
it's just I love doing voices.
It.
I can't help it.
Darren, they'll hear it and they'll go, that Darren can't speak like an Aussie because they're from Australia. And we're going to hear it as Americans and go, hey, that sounds pretty good. You know? So anyway, organic food. Always on our mind and cleaning up our diet,
well,
lifestyle.
Hopefully it's not just always on your mind, it's actually in your body too. That's the way to really make it work.
Well, yeah, from the mind to the body, the spirit, it's all related. But there's a story here I wanted to bring up with, actually a couple of things. I told everybody we would cover the top 10 so-called genetically modified organism-filled crops or foods. But before we get there, this is an interesting thing. No surprise to us here, Darren. Pesticide exposure is now being linked to brain changes, even for women who are pregnant being exposed to moderate levels of common pesticides. Their children may experience lasting changes in brain structure linked to lower intelligence. I mean, look, we can think of 1,000 reasons why we need to go organic here, but this is another one.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's so rampant, and those pesticides out there are affecting so many different things. You know, hormonal levels are messed up. Really, basically, so many of the pesticides have an estrogenic effect, so they mess up the balance of hormones within the body. And that's a really critical issue because it can lead to all sorts of problems such as infertility, and it can lead to problems such as prostate issues, fibroid tumors for women, et cetera, you know. I mean, it's too much of, especially estrogen, it seems to be the primary issue here.
Yeah, and in this case, they're speaking of, the first thing they mentioned here, this is from the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, and they were examining New York City pregnant moms. So we're not even talking about farm exposure to pesticides necessarily. Specific exposure to what they call I've never even said that word, CPF, all right? Which is widely used for pest control in farms and public spaces. So even though these are city slickin' moms, they're being exposed to this, and they're finding out these neurological shifts are happening in their children yet to be born. You know, and I find this strangely ironic, but sadly ironic when people ask me, hey, do you think I can use like a colloidal silver or silver hydrosol while I'm pregnant? I'm thinking, dude, it's in everything, and you're asking me about silver and not pesticides? That's where we need to be looking.
I know. And people are just kind of gradually waking up to the facts. But, you know, we've been, you and I, preaching organics for years. And there's a really strong reason why. Because, you know, you want to avoid pesticides. It has a major effect on neural tube development in babies. It has a major effect on the mothers and the fathers. And even the kids who have already been born. You know, I mean, literally, if you look at the umbilical cord blood of many mothers, we're talking, you know, you take the average mother in urban United States and they have over 200 chemicals in the umbilical cord blood of their children.
Yeah, measurable. It's verified this. And so when you talk about the so-called barrier, if you will, that they talk about in the womb, there isn't a barrier to these synthetic toxic poisons, especially we've talked many times about mercury as well, the need to remove that, much less prevent it from happening. Yet the very first thing a lot of these kids that are born in the hospital are then getting injected with a Hep B shot within 24 hours, which contains this. So these are the things that are, I guess if we raise the awareness, we're to some degree preaching to the choir, but then there are new listeners all the time. And that's why we want to bring about these sources for cleaner foods, superfoods, etc. And that's why if you haven't heard already, we're talking with Darren Craddock, my good friend from Enterfoods, who's living this lifestyle, not just preaching and talking about it. And that's why we love him.
Well, I'm glad you love me, Robert. No, but frankly, I mean, this is serious stuff here. I mean, we like to joke around because mm-hmm. we just, you know, we're good buds and everything. But the fact of the matter is, you have to get this garbage out of your body. And it means conscious decisions. It doesn't mean just buying, you know, I don't know, a head of organic broccoli every couple of weeks from the grocery store. It means trying to change everything you purchase and make it organic. Grow some of your own food if you can. That I think is ideal, because then you really have a choice of what you put onto your crops or into the soil.
Yes.
But the fact of the matter is we cannot completely eliminate everything. And so we also need to approach this issue with, I think, a resolve to know that we have to cleanse periodically, because there's two primary factors to bear in mind. One is minimize the input of anything that's toxic to your body. And secondly, which kind of goes along with nutrition, is also cleanse the body on a periodic basis. Now, to do that, there's certain specific nutrients that will not only nourish and give your cells what they need, but they'll also help bind up toxins and move them out of your body. So really, I think I said two phases. There's really a three-pronged attack. One is superior nutrition that is densely packed in nutritionally, you know, powerful foods, superfoods, if you like, because they give your body the fuel that it needs and lots of antioxidants to protect your cells. Minimize the input of toxic chemicals,
yes,
be it in your diet, but also when I say your diet to me really is everything that gets into your person. And, you know, you can have a diet of positivity, mm-hmm. meaning you can surround yourself with people who think in a similar manner, who want to improve their lives and the life of the world around them. Or you can surround yourself by a bunch of negative people that make you feel lousy after being with them. So, you know, the what you expose yourself to,
mm-hmm.
food, you know, your nutrition, the body care products you use, the people you hang out with, you need to look, I believe, at all of the inputs mm-hmm. and try to purify the inputs as much as you possibly can. And then, in addition to all of that, look at cleansing on a regular basis, because we all have accumulated toxins in our bodies. And the more often we cleanse, the more likely we are to rid our bodies of those toxins and make ourselves just feel as best as we possibly can.
Darren, have you ever talked to somebody that went engaged on a, let's say, charted a course of cleaning up their diet, lifestyle, if you will, clean up because they have a physiological health problem, maybe if it's emotional too, but let's just say they were focusing physiologically. And as they were cleansing, they found that those people that you were just talking about, funnily enough, that are, we would call them pesticide-laden people. And I say this figuratively too, because these are the people that are like, I guess, free radicals in our life. They may not be supportive. They may not be positive, right? And those things also can harm us emotionally and physically. And when they found that they were detoxing and cleansing, that the people in their life changed. New people came into their life that were much more uplifting and positive and beneficial to their life. I mean, this is something I've experienced over the years. I didn't know if people have talked to you about anything like that.
Absolutely, they have. I mean, it's kind of like if you there's a way of look. There are multiple ways of looking at this, but on an energetic level, Robert, I think that when we cleanse, well, I don't think I know, when we cleanse, we raise our vibration energetically. And so it's kind of like every human being has like a radio beacon within their psyche and their consciousness and their body, if you like. And that radio beacon tunes up in frequency as we cleanse and as we nourish ourselves, and tunes down in frequency as we abuse ourselves by engaging in practices, whatever they may be, that defeat our journey towards health. So it goes both ways. So if we're tuning up, we attract people that are resonating at that similar higher vibration and attract them into our lives. And you know, sometimes if we step back and we go, wow, since I've been cleansing, it's kind of wild. I'm attracting all these really cool people into my life. Well, if you were looking energetically and measuring Hertzian vibration, you could actually see the change in people's frequency And notice, if I mean, if people were out there, and there are a few people doing this, but if there were more people out there measuring vibration, they would see how people of a similar vibration just tend to flock to one another. They tend to kind of bump into each other mysteriously.
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, if we were talking about how to cleanse, you know, specific things, tools that we can utilize to cleanse, of course, I will encourage people to utilize some homeopathic drainage remedies, lymphatic support, that kind of thing, in conjunction with obviously making better choices toward the superfood realm. Do you have any personal favorites if we talk about what can we do from a food or herb-wise perspective to encourage the cleanse of the body?
Yeah, I do, actually. I mean, one that kind of transcends all traditions is clean water,
mm-hmm.
you know, without fluoride in it and without chlorine in it. So very clean water is very important, no matter what kind of cleansing regime you're engaged in. As far as herbs go, the Enerfood is really good because it has the chlorella and the spirulina in it, as well as dulsum kelp. And those have kind of like a magnetic effect. They attract, not only do they nourish, but they also attract toxins to them, heavy metals, chemical toxins, and help your body safely excrete those toxins. So Enerfood is definitely, for me, part of any good cleansing program. I also recommend lots of greens, lots of salad, preferably organic, of course.
Yes.
Greens are super good, lots of fiber. They're also very, very – the chlorophyll helps to cleanse the blood. At EnerHealth, that's enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com, we also have a series of cleanses. We have a cleanse program, which includes the Enerfood. It includes the detox product, which has bentonite clay. It has apple pectin and psyllium and chia, amongst a few other things that actually help to bind toxins up and excrete them out of the body. In addition to a series of tinctures, we have the lymph cleanse, we have the kidney flush, we have the bladder cleanse tinctures, we have the liver flush tincture, and also a lung renewal that helps to strengthen your lungs. And so we've designed a series of cleanses that actually work for each body system.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be a loaded question, but you loaded us with all kinds of good options. I love that. And you can check it out at enterfoods.com. We have a little banner up there at robertscottbell.com. Just click it. You'll get there. We'll get you the number on the other side of this break. I'm going to ask Darren to hang out a little longer because I want to get to the top 10 GMOs that we want to avoid, the foods that contain these GMO ingredients. And so you'll stand by. We're going to do that next. Darren Craddock is my guest, enterfoods.com. Check it out at robertscottbell.com. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, any time of the day or night. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Scott Bell's shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rocking the health world with my good friend Darren Craddock now. Enterfood.com. That's not plural, it's singular. Enterfood. But there's loads of stuff, Darren. How are you going to stop at one?
I know.
Well, it's just like we talk about these foods on this list, which is a really nasty list. But I'm so glad that Natural News covered this. Top 10 most, let's say, GMO-containing crops, foods, etc., to avoid, of course, what we're working with, what you're working with, absolutely no GMOs whatsoever. We honor Jeffrey Smith and all of his efforts and things that are going on in that regard. But we've got to be aware, of course, the number one thing on the list, corn. Not a surprise.
Yeah, and corn's in so many things, isn't it? I mean, the high fructose corn syrup in almost all processed foods, in addition to, you know, sodas, you know, all those drinks. And unfortunately, you're not just dealing with the high fructose corn, which is genetically modified. You're also dealing with that huge amount of fructose that actually the body converts into fat. A lot of people wonder why they're putting on weight. Well, soda is a big culprit, and especially the high fructose corn syrup. So not only is it GMOs, which, you know, cause inflammation in the gut and elsewhere in the body, in fact, all of the organs, it also contributes to huge problems with weight gain.
Right, right. And if we talk about the GMO corn and a lot of the things that have been engineered in, we talk about pesticides now combining with your own human microflora, so to speak, that we depend upon. So there's a lot of problematic aspects to the corn. The overgrowth of, you know, even organic corn, which we like, it can be inflammatory for some people because we've had so much of it in our lives. So if you switch over to good, clean, organic, non-GMO corn, which is much better, and you're still having some gastrointestinal distress, you might need to take a break. You might need to do also some homeopathics that address these things, just as an alert for you if you ever want to be able to go back on, let's say, a good quality. But the next thing on the list, not a surprise either, soy, which I think just about every soy product, if it's not certified organic, is definitely genetically modified.
Yeah, I think corn and soy are both up in the 90th percentile, if not 95 or 99, as far as GMO goes. And, you know, of course, soy is real problematic food, primarily because it has been so overly marketed as a health food.
Right.
Now, probably out of all of these items that we're looking at here on this list, soy is kind of almost a Trojan horse. You know, it's literally been pandered around as being this great health food. It's going to balance your hormonal levels and blah, 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 blah. And yet it's so, you know, it's all genetically modified. So it's going to cause inflammation throughout the body. And it's in so many things. I mean, the oil, the soybean oil, is in almost every processed food.
Yes.
And really, soy and corn, you know, are if you can find a processed food that doesn't have soy or corn in it, You're a pretty good investigator.
Yeah. You have to be an investigator to find. We need to call Magnum PI to see if we can track any of that down. And speaking of Magnum PI, papaya, number four on the list. I didn't mean to jump ahead, but I thought about that. And one of my favorite fruits in the whole wide world. You want to be certain that you're getting it. Now, a lot of the things that I have in Florida can be locally grown, depending on where you are in Hawaii. Can you be certain that you're not getting this so-called transgenic papayas?
Well, those transgenic papayas are the Hawaiian version of papaya, I believe, which is the small one, which is grown a lot in Hawaii.
Yes.
But, I think you just have to try and avoid anything that is genetically modified. And if you can grow it locally, great. If not, avoid it.
Oh, and by the way, on the soy issue, going to the organic soy, looking to ferment, culture these things, they have been eaten healthily and safely in some cultures around the world. But if you eat the soy and you're having gastrointestinal distress, again, that is a sign that you've eaten the wrong form of soy, or soy is not situating well for your body. So be on the lookout for that. Now, cotton, most people don't think of eating cotton, but you think of wearing it. And there's a lot of things with cotton seed oil. And that is coming big time out of China, Chinese agriculture. And they are utilizing horrific genetic modifications in these cotton crops. So it's a harder thing to avoid if you're not looking to get organic clothing, which a lot of people aren't aware of.
No, exactly. They're not. And the cotton, of course, is in cottonseed oil, which is in, you're driving down the street, doing a road trip, and you pull off from the gas station. And as if you haven't packed your food with you, which I highly recommend,
yes,
you may think, oh, I can just get some peanuts. I bet I can find some peanuts that are healthy, right? Well, look again. Most peanuts have cottonseed oil or soybean oil.
Yep.
You'd think they just use peanut oil, wouldn't you? I mean, golly.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense. But as you know, the high level of aflatoxin and mold and different fungi in a lot of the peanut crops as well, that can trigger a lot, as we know, the allergies supposedly to them. So it's a good thing to read. Cottonseed oil, you want to avoid that. How about rice? I mean, rice is a big staple around the world, Darren, and you've been all over this planet. There's been a lot of movement to genetically modify, for instance, vitamin A, a synthetic vitamin A, into rice genes to so-called feed these vitamin A deficient people around the world. But
why not feed them a few carrots?
Thank you. Yeah, why not? Exactly.
You know, give them some beta carotene that the body naturally makes into vitamin A.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the thing that the big agribusiness companies don't profit off of, the fact that you can feed them a good organic carrot or rehabilitate their soil so they can grow foods locally that contain the vitamins or
sweet potatoes, which grow in many of these areas where rice is very popular, high in beta carotene.
Yeah,
as are all of the winter squashes, even some of the summer squashes. You know, I mean, there's plenty of foods out there that can give you beta carotene. Rehabilitating the soil, though, is a biggie, just as you mentioned. I mean, yeah. And that you know, using the science of permaculture is one of the best ways you can rehabilitate the soil. Mulching, composting, and you create a whole different level of nutrition when you nourish your soil first.
Yeah. Now, one of the things backyard gardeners have done for a long time, and even the weekend gardeners will often do, are tomatoes. And you realize the heirloom tomatoes that are, you know, these kind of passed down seeds for generations, so popular, people can taste the difference. Yet a lot of the tomatoes that you're getting in the grocery store, if you're not very keenly aware of this, may be genetically modified or engineered for longer shelf life.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, you know, if something... One of the tests I like to tell people is put something out on your countertop, and if it still looks the same 2 weeks later, never buy it again.
Yeah. If the bugs aren't going to eat it, you know, at that point when it's decaying.
Yeah. I mean, if you put butter out on your countertop, well, it's not going to look too good after a week or two. You put margarine out, it looks the same months later.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. The old margarine trick. Yeah, we can't go back to that. I remember I grew up on stuff like this, Darren. I mean, it's amazing for me to think about how nutritionally ignorant we were as a family growing up, adopting all the petrochemical ideals, never questioning it, and wondering why we were so sick. But even now, as we become more aware of the necessity of eating fresher foods, the reality is we can still be choosing foods that are secretly GMO and you're not even aware of it.
No, and I think that's why this list is particularly interesting, because it's something that I'm planning on later today doing a daily dose on this subject. It's one that I feel very strongly about, just getting the information out there. And you know, I've had Jeffrey on the show, as you have
Jeffrey
too
Smith,
on your show, and you know, I honor that man is doing such incredible work to get the word out about GMOs. because I think really finally it looks like we have a very good chance this year to have the first couple of states tip the balance to require GMO labeling within their state.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, we're very close to that tipping point, and that's the GMO tipping point we talk about. Jeffrey Smith's got all that linked up as well. We've got that linked in the blog today. Now, if we go down a few more things on the list to wrap up here, Darren. By the way, again, if you're just tuning in, Darren Craddock from Enterfood.com. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. The next on the list is something, if you knew it was really called this, you might question eating it to begin with, but they call it canola oil, and it's in everything, seemingly. Another one of those things you find everywhere. In health food stores, they're still cooking with it. Sometimes in Whole Foods, you'll see they're cooking with canola. It's really the rape seed, and every bit of it, if it's not certified organic, and even that is questionable, is GMO.
Right. Every bit of it. And, you know, even a lot of the honey you might consume can be coming from rapeseed.
Yeah, exactly. Canadian honey, they're saying now, is contaminated with this as well. Now, we go to the classic dairy products. Of course, we've been advocating going back to the raw, real, like from family, Amish farms, etc., where they have cows that are grazing on grass just as they've been grazing on for thousands of years, and that's a healthy, healthful food for people. Whereas the dairy products now in factory farms, they pump them full of what's known as the recombinant bovine growth hormone, which increases IGF-1 as well as makes them more susceptible to udder infections. So they're on antibiotics as well, all these controversies we've covered. So if your dairy products are not certified organic as well as local and non-pasteurized, we would prefer, you may be subjecting yourself to the RBGH.
Right. And you can go to realmilk.com to find local sources of raw milk. I actually have, I host a raw milk buying group at my house once a week here in
oh
Texas.
Oh my gosh, you could be a terrorist.
Yeah, I'm a terrorist.
Raw milk terrorist, get it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the way I look at this, just to throw in a quick pun, is that the situation regarding dairy products is utterly ridiculous, man.
Yes, I would tend to agree, and we might use words that we can't say or we wouldn't want to say in polite company about this. Now, a couple of more on the list here. We got potatoes. I mean, who doesn't like potatoes? You know, if you don't like the regular potatoes, you like the sweet ones. You don't like those, there's purple ones. There's all kinds of potatoes. But mice evidently fed with potatoes engineered with this Bacillus thuringiensis variation Kerstocki Cry 1. I can't believe you have to read this. Were found to have toxins in their system. Despite claims to the contrary, they're showing this toxin was stable in the mouse gut. So who knows what it's doing in the human gut. So again,
well, it wasn't potatoes, the crop that Arpad Pusztai actually tested on rodents up in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And this was the guy who really started off, I guess, the whole outcry against GMOs. He was actually hired as a scientist by the British government to prove that GMOs would be a great thing for the world.
Yeah.
And he was excited about it until he did tests on it and found out that every single creature that he tested these GM potatoes on had lesions in their kidneys, livers, intestines, etc. And when he basically decried what was going on, he was basically had a gag order placed upon him. And when that gag order was lifted and the media covered the story, within a week to 2 weeks, GMOs were off the market in Europe.
Yeah, very fast. And it's just embarrassing as an American, it's taken us this long to step up and fight back. But then again, we've been fluoridated for so long and pesticide laden for so long, as we covered initially today with Darren Craddock, the idea that it's dumbing us down. It's, you know, it's now proven the impact on babies before they're even born, their brain development. And so all of that IQ, everything else drops, and we become so susceptible to mere suggestion from government-sanctioned global companies, pharmaceutical and or biotech companies. Now, last on the list, Darren, peas. And by the way, the potato argument too, they say, oh, well, we can't feed the world unless we genetically modify it and pesticide it. But there was a story, and I believe it was potatoes out of India, of a farmer that basically produced so much. The yield was greater. It was a world record yield, and I think it was potatoes, all organic. So for those that say you can't get yields because it's organic, there are others on this planet that are proving that to be wrong as well. So what about peas?
Absolutely.
You like peas? Like peas and potatoes in like a biryani, an Indian biryani, maybe.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Better make sure they're organic, though, because gee whiz.
I had no idea that they were also going after peas. Come on, leave the peas alone.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just basically have to search everything organic, grow your food organic, and you know, you'll have much better yields locally. You know, potatoes, there's all sorts of great ideas like potato towers where you can grow them vertically in like a, oh, I guess probably 3 foot diameter wire cage. And you just put basically straw down, some compost, put your potato seeds in there.
Beautiful.
And then just keep layering. Every time it keeps growing up, you layer it again, and it just keeps on growing up. And when you harvest that, you have pounds and pounds and pounds of potatoes.
Mm. Well, this is what we want to do. And if you aren't yet growing, you should be storing something just in case. And that's what I encourage you to do. Of course, Darren has some amazing storable versions of the superfoods, and they are available through enterfood.com. Darren, is there any specific, let's say, pack we should let everybody know about and how to get?
Well, we have the Survive to Thrive Preparedness Pail, which we're actually just about to, just before I came on with you, Robert, I was actually sending emails to our suppliers to order in ingredients because we're almost sold out. So we're, you know, we're about to get a new batch started here.
Okay.
And it's been very, very popular. People are really snapping it up, just loving the fact that we have a completely 100% organic preparedness.
No GMOs. You're making it easy for us, and I appreciate it. What phone number can they call if they'd like to get a hold of it?
They can go to 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238, or go to Enerfood, E-N-E-R-F like Frank, O-O-D like dog, .com, or call us either way.
All right, Darren. Well, thanks for running through the GMO list as well as the pesticide info. We really appreciate all that you're doing out there, and thanks for being such a good friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Absolutely. I love being on with you, Robert.
Thanks again, Darren, for helping us rock the health world and bring the good nutrition and storable foods that are so necessary here for all the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You're welcome, Robert.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vitality. Core energy, immune support, balanced stress response, healthy sense of well-being, and inner balance. How many whole health supplements have you heard boast of these results? The team behind Shentrition believes that supplements should over-deliver on their promises, and Shentrition does just that. Shentrition utilizes the ancient wisdom of Chinese health tradition in conjunction with the science of modern nutrition. Adaptogenic herbs provide whole health support, while organic hemp protein, greens, and superfoods act as a balanced nutrient base. Users even say that Shentrition tastes great in just water. This powder supplement is everything you want in a product, and it's all natural. Visit Shentrition.com to order. That's Shentrition, just like nutrition. Shentrition.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
These days, entrepreneurship is everywhere. It's all around us. From food and beverage to restaurants, to natural supplements and wellness products, electronics, internet, and high tech. If you own a business or want to start your own, then you need advice from the experts at Underground Marketing Company. Underground Marketing has clients from all over the world, a proven track record of success. For more info, please visit UGOCGM.com. UGOCGM.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support?
This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Anytime we do a story on GMOs, doesn't it make you want to eat healthier, Don? I mean, come on. You got to say, oh, I got to eat better than this. Come on, man.
The more we learn about the food we eat, the more we want to go on a fast or something, right?
Right, yeah.
I think I'll just take a break for a while.
Yeah, let's not eat for a while here. Health Day, though, is reporting through Yahoo News that having kids does not inspire adults to eat healthier. Now, they obviously didn't study me or my family because wanting to have kids motivated me, partly, to eat healthier. Before I even had kids, you know, it's like, but then again, once I had kids, did I suddenly slide back into junk food? No, not necessarily. But according to this research, they say that if you have kids, you're not likely to eat healthier.
They found that parenthood does not have unfavorable effects on parents' diets, but neither does it lead to significant improvements compared to non-parents. So once again, this brought me back to the article that this brought me back to the article we were talking with Joni about the breastfeeding. Read this, and to me, I look at this, and it's like they're trying to convince you that having kids is bad for your diet.
Right.
Having kids is, you know, and breastfeeding.
Why?
Makes you lose money. It just doesn't make sense. This is a war. They keep talking about war on women. Yes. There's a war on kids going on here.
But you know why?
It's all over the place.
Don, you know why this is the case? Because, and here's the secret behind these absurd studies. Guess where this study appears? As of April 30th, it appeared in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Oh my goodness.
Doesn't it all make sense now? After all we've been going through with the whole blogger in North Carolina, the decommissioning of the diet. You know, I just talked to Dr. Lafferty. Remember her? She was the pharmacist and naturopath. Yeah. And she was telling me some stories about the dietitians because she would meet with pharmacists. And of course, she's all holistically minded. And then there'd always be a dietitian in the bunch that would chime in and go, you say something absolutely stupid. She said the stupidest people in the health profession that she ever met were dunderheaded dietitians that actually believed their BS.
Yeah, Robert, this is bizarre. This is bizarre. How strange is it that we come across an article with something ridiculous like this, and it has to do with the dietitians?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, is there something, you know, I think Alan Funt is like hiding
yes,
around the corner.
You
well, know, it I, is really is weird stuff.
Bring back the dinosaurs, because the dietitians and dinosaurs have a lot in common. They're on the verge, or maybe they're already extinct in reality. Here they are. We recognize this. Is it true that there could be a dietitian that has some level of intelligence that just got the degree and the license so that he could do something good? Okay, we acknowledge that, but it's sort of like the people that will yell at me, like, I remember there's one listener we have whose son is an emergency room pediatrician, and every time I speak ill of pediatricians, she gets upset with me. And I'm like, no, yes. I'm not talking about your son. Because,
right,
we, like my buddy, the pediatric surgeon, for goodness sake, have we not done enough to acknowledge the role, the proper role of allopathic intervention when needed? So the point is that dietitian intervention is never needed based on their training, based on their conflicts of interest, based on the fact that PepsiCo, Nestle, etc. are all behind it and, you know, doing this behind-the-scenes attack on people who would simply relate their stories about how they overcame diabetes without the help of drugs, medicine, and dunderheaded dietitians.
Well, here's the way I look at it. You know, there are good docs and bad docs, right? And I want to believe that there are probably a majority of people that when they get into the medical profession, they're doing it because A, they're interested in it. B, they might be interested in the income level that's associated with it and are willing to go through the schooling and everything. And they want to help people. And I think dietitians are the same way. I think people will get into that field, mm-hmm. become a dietitian, maybe because they are interested in food and nutrition and things. But the problem is that when they get into it, they're only going to learn what they're taught, no different than a doctor. Yeah. And they're going to be taught whatever it is that the medical industrial complex wants
them
to know.
They're going to put the horse blinders on them. And give you the horse pills of synthetic whatever. And by the way, we'll defend the use of these synthetics, even though we don't recommend them, because there's a big story out. I don't have time to go into it, but the Alliance for Natural Health, and I title this, FDA Speaks with Forked Tongue, right? They said they were not going to implement the NDI guidelines, right? But they are. Big surprise. Trust the FDA at your own risk. We're going to cover that story some more. We'll probably try to get somebody from the ANH on. Also, I want to remind you, I should probably tell you the first time, I think I've mentioned this, but Autism One, big conference, May 23rd through 27th in Chicago, Lombard, Illinois. Guess who's going to be there? Yours truly, RSB, will be speaking at Friday of the conference. I'll be there broadcasting daily, recording interviews with experts. You want good nutritional stuff. You want good medical stuff. It's going to be at Autism One, autismone.org. Check the links out. Remember, Alive Expo is coming up, the Alive Foundation. That's at the end of June. We also have the Health Freedom Expo in the middle of June back in Chicago. So lots of events coming up. Remember, 866-939-BELL. You think I'm kidding? If you can find me an organic, non-alcoholic beer, I will send you a Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirt. Give us a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Man, oh man, did we do a lot today, Super Don.
Absolutely. Well, we fit as much as we can in, and, you know, whatever runs over, well, we'll do tomorrow. Right?
Our cuppeth runneth overeth.
Yes,
let's take a break here. We'll be back in less than 24 hours here on the Natural News Radio Network with more powerful healing like nowhere else in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.